one stabbing victim does have serious injuries. Two others suffered minor injuries, we're told. Joining me now on the phone from London, our international correspondent, Phil Black. Phil, what do you know?
Hey, Toby. We've got a pretty good idea of what this looked like and just how chaotic it was in the ticket hall of the Leytonstone tube station. This is in London's east because of these videos that have been posted online. And in them, you can see the man seemingly after he's carried out the knife attacks, but at the moment that he's being confronted by police, they show, and we won't show you this, but they show a lot of blood on the ground following one of the stabbing incidents there. He's then confronted by police. You can hear them screaming at him, telling him to drop the knife. And then a taser is discharged, possibly twice, and he's detained. Now, the result of all of this, we're told, is that you're right, three people have been injured, one of them seriously, but the injuries there are not life-threatening, which is good news. And the police have said they are treating this as a terror attack or a potential terror incident. The reason, perhaps, is, according to witnesses being reported widely in the British media, this man was heard to say, "This is for Syria," repeatedly. Now, the police haven't confirmed that specifically, but as I said, they are treating it as a terror attack. You can't hear him saying this in any of the videos. I mean, this happened at 7 p.m., I think, on a Saturday night.
Right.
A very busy time on the London Underground. In Christmas party season, a lot of people out and about. And the timing is also crucial in a different way. Of course, this is the week that Britain has just begun launching terror attacks against ISIS in Syria itself. It was a long parliamentary debate on this just days ago. The government won a vote to begin and to join that international coalition striking ISIS in Syria.